So this is a case study. It's a case study, but we're also going to be getting some ethics credit for this presentation. So what we're going to talk about, like as Alana said, is the intersection of legal malpractice and federal jurisdiction in the context of Gunn versus Minton, which is a case, an opinion issued by the Supreme Court of the United States in February of this year, and talk specifically about some of the aspects of both of those that will give us some ethics credit and hopefully happily pass the next 25 minutes. So specifically what I'm going to talk about today, first the statutory framework that presents the jurisdictional issue, the whether and when and how federal courts have jurisdiction over state law claims with embedded federal issues. We're going to talk about the procedural history and the ins and outs of the Gunn versus Minton case. We're going to talk about how embedded question jurisdiction applies specifically in legal malpractice cases because of the case within a case causation piece. And we're going to talk about my get up, which had something to do with the argument in January. So Fraulein Maria said we should all start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. So I'd like to begin with the scope of original jurisdiction, federal jurisdiction, under 28 U.S.C. 1331 and 1338. 1331 is the general grant of federal question jurisdiction, that federal courts shall have original jurisdiction of all civil actions arising under federal law, and that's the phrase, arising under. And then 28 U.S.C. 1338 does the same thing, makes the same exact grant of jurisdiction for claims arising under patent law.